slow down the business. I guess that's really, you know, why we're contesting it. It's not a matter of what would it cost.
We went out and looked at it.
But honestly, with the tax increase, insurance and what we're getting in rent, it would actually be in the red, not the black. And we're barely hanging on to the black as it is. So, you know, that's sort of our position there. I've heard that other places in town, not that it has anything to do with that, but I've heard that they, you know, they've gone through the same thing. And I just, we were just really wondering why now, and why not wait a year and let people try to get back on their feet and get some revenue.
We all agree it's a bad time, but it was just the assessor's office has been trying to go through and assess a lot of properties as she's required to do, try to get things evened up in the county, so to speak, and it just has come on a bad, bad year.
And this was actually reassessed by, was it you and
me and Andy went out there.
Me and Andy went out.
So it was, you guys reassessed it on a cost basis and went out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where we're
okay.
at.
Have you talked to the assessor's office at all?
Have I? Are you talking to me now?
Yes, Chris. Yes.
I don't know who you're talking to.
Sure.
Yes, I called in June when I got the reassessment, and I had his name, Kenny, was somebody I spoke with, and he was nice and told me that somebody had been out there, you know, in March, and it said it was our request, which I thought was such a strange comment because we didn't request anybody to come out. I mean, we've got siding falling off, and we've got, you know, we haven't even been able to do repairs because of the lack of revenue. So I was sort of surprised at the comment. But whatever the reason they came out, we did call and said that we just felt this was unfair. But
what was the value last year?
You know, I never heard anything about it.
$245,599.
Right.
Well, I mean, one thing we've done with some other commercial businesses is, and we understand COVID hit some harder than others, and it sounds like it hit you guys. You know, the valuation went from $245,599 to $304,426. You know, we've done a 10% discount in that regard, which would bring the valuation down to $273,983. I know that's not what you had, necessarily what you were looking for, but I'm going to make a motion that we move the appraised value on BOE 284 to $273,983.
I'll second.
We have a motion. We have a second. Motion passes. Chris, you'll be getting a card in the mail in about a week and a half just stating the value change. And if you would like to appeal to the state tax commission, that's your option as well. But we understand what you're going through, and apologize for the difficulty. And I hope that we all come out better on the other side.
Yeah, well, that's so do I. All right. Well, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
All right. Have a good one, Chris. Bye. We got through quite a bit this morning.
We have a table.
Our table's getting full.
It is.
Jeffrey Foster. I think we kept skipping over him.
What
is that? That is BOE number 265, 266, 267. And boy, is that, I think. It's not all of them, but it's real close to all of them. Yes, we have two more if we get through this one. So,
265?
BOE number 265, Jeffrey Forster. Forster.
It'd be 266 and 267 as well.
Yes.
Probably a classification.
If you want to be bringing that up.
Evaluation. So far, let me see what the...
It's the promenade, so...
It's about...
Now these, have the classification been, are these the condotels? And the majority of these, you can't even stay in them more than 21
nights.
Yeah, 21 nights out of the year.
This is a condotel?
I think so. Promenade.
What?
Hello, Jeff.
Yeah.
Do you go by Jeff or Jeffrey? Hey, this is Jeff Reynolds from the Taney County Board of Equalization. You're here with David Akers, our other board member, in the assessor's office. We're here to look at your assessment. Did I catch you okay, time?
Probably thought you were a telemarketer.
Are you there or we lost you? We're from the government and we're here to help. Yep, they hung up. All right, I'm going to call him again.
Jeffrey.
Sorry.
Oh, there's another. Well, no bad intention.
Hi, this is Jeffrey Forrester. Thanks for calling. I'm not available right now. Please leave a message.
Hey, Mr. Forster, this is Jeff Reynolds from the Taney County Board of Equalization, and I think we just got disconnected. We were here to look at your assessment or your appeal, and we will try giving you a call back here in a little bit. Bye. I bet something happened with his phone. I don't think he hung up on us. We're going to shift over to...
I believe so.
Is one of the, well, I don't know. Yeah, that's a good question. The Promenade.
Because he has an odd amount, so he's a regular condo with a nightly.
What was his valuation? Sorry. Well, look at that. I guess that doesn't answer the phone.
115-119-4.
I just hit the phone button. You would think that would answer it. I bet that's him calling me back. I'll try to give him a call. Have we ever answered a call here? I bet that was a telemarketer right there calling us.
I don't think he was part of the Hilton stuff because we changed everybody. He bought this on a foreclosure.
I didn't do anything.
Hi, this is Jeffrey Ford.
Looks like his values though only changed by about 4%, so that just meant it was a
incremental. So this wasn't a classification case?
I don't believe so, no. Because says
his,
residential
his
and commercial,
says
but
valuation A classification.
Okay, so it was both. Okay. I'm going to say he's one of the ones who didn't get a second card.
I think so.
Yeah. Residential commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Call the office. He's trying to get a hold of you.
Okay, tell him to get off the phone and we'll call him. I mean that in the nicest way.
So then, where's our number? We have the same number, so he got his card, that's for sure. So that's all he's doing is classification.
Well, let's see which one you got there.
Hello?
Jeffrey, this is Jeff Reynolds from the Taney County Board of Equalization. I think we're playing phone tag.
Yeah, thank you for calling back. I don't know what happened there. We've had some storms here in Kansas City, and I kind of think it's cell power, so you don't have a landline.
Gotcha. Well, you're here with David Akers, other board member, and also the assessor's office. And, you know, we're looking at, I see that you have, I believe, three properties here. Looks to be like at the Hilton Promenade. And do you have evaluation, appeal, or is it a classification appeal?
Well, it's both. It was previously classified partially as commercial, partially as residential. The most important part of it is the valuation. And just to confirm, when I submitted the application, I didn't have the sale comps yet back from the realtor.
Oh, okay.
So I included the financials. So I wanted to make sure you guys had gotten the comparable sale. I emailed it to the county clerk yesterday.
A lot of times when you send stuff to the clerk, it tends to go to the junk folder a lot. Just to let you know, we're going in and checking now on our other computer to see if we've got it.
So, okay, so you have some comps on this that you're going to be sending over. Do you have it in front of us that you can share with us?
I sure do. Because what I have here is of the three appeals, two are similar and one is on its own. So whichever one you want me to start with, I'm happy to.
I have, what are the two similar ones?
The similar ones are the appeal numbers 266 and 265.
Okay. So what do you have for that?
Okay. Closed sale. Do you want dates or just sale prices? These are all identical.
What are the date ranges here?
Okay, the first one is from 11/1/19.
Okay. Any newer?
11/1.
Which is right before 2020.
That's another 19. So we only went up from here to second three. One. That's going to be the most recent one that the real estate agent provided me.
Okay, so what's that? What's that comparable?
That comparable is 2512A Branson Landing Boulevard.
Right, but what's the amount? What's the closed amount?
$67,000.
How many square feet is that?
810.
How many square feet is yours?
I don't actually have the data online. I think the assessor might have it there.
Actually, I have a file. Let's see what we got here.
Yeah, and this is the MLS number if you want that too. So you can see pictures of if you.
POE number 266. The square footage on it is saying base area is 701, adjusted area is 739, and that's coming off the Beacon.
So it's about the same. That's a hard comp. It is a bit old. Do you have any other comps?
Well, Well, I do. I have three of them for it, and this is what he represents.